This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Rusty. He wants me to talk about what happens now that in Utah, there's a new law requiring age verification for spicy content, so that you can watch it. Rusty says that I predicted this years ago, which I did, but I also predicted its failure. All I have to do is get a VPN right now if I'm a teenager, and it's still open to me. Many will say, but Same Man, how does one get a VPN unless they're 18 years of age and have access to a credit card? It's simple. There are actually many free ones out there. Most of them aren't that good, but they can still get the job done. There are also torrents. You can install something like FrostWire and sail the high seas for Hooters. Besides, even if you are 18, why would you send your ID to a spicy content creator so they know who you are and can potentially sell that information to agencies and individuals that can use it against you? In Utah, they're doing this because they say there are mental health effects of watching censored content on children. I agree that if you're a kid, it's bad. But most people accessing it without IDs are probably teenage boys. But this isn't the 1990s where unless you had a physical VHS tape or magazine, it could be stopped. Back then, even I got access to it through pay-per-view descrambler boxes, BBSs, European magazines, and C-band satellite dishes. Utah is putting the responsibility on the tube sites to figure out how to verify the age of the people looking at them. Lately, I've also been noticing that when I go to spicy content pages, they ask me if I'm 18 or not. But that's not much of a deterrent. So the fear is that many websites will start asking users for photos of their passports or driver's license. And that's going to hurt their business, because most people won't give them that information easily. Plus, how do they ensure there's no identity theft or other such nonsense? Yes, some tech-savvy people like myself and Rusty will just get that VPN. I already have one. But most either won't pay for one because they're old geezers, or they probably don't even know what it is. Utah also passed a similar law requiring age verification for anyone who wants to use social media in the state. So what happens when this doesn't work as expected? Well, I predict the next step after giving them your ID would be for some sort of government ID to make sure that everyone that goes on the internet before they log in can be completely identified. That's the point where things start to get really interesting. Say, for example, Canada demands that every citizen needs to use their government ID to access the internet in the country. Would I just cave into their demands or would I leave the country? I'd leave, but most people wouldn't. Just like I use a VPN and most people don't right now. Then this would also allow the government to know who is potentially a troublemaker and who's a nonconformist. It's like during the Cocoa Puffs. If you didn't take your government-mandated medication in order to travel, then they wouldn't know that you're an outlier and that you don't trust the government. 85% of people in Canada took it. So that leaves people like myself more easy to identify because we're skeptical or don't trust the government and corporations. If you need to give your ID to see some spicy content, and you don't, and you're a male over the age of 18, then they know that you're either using torrents for illegal file sharing or you don't trust your government. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Red Pill Mentor. The Red Pill Mentor Tokyo is a content creator making research-based videos on a variety of topics. including herbivore men, women's plausible deniability losing power due to men's intellect, why women are delusional about their value as well as narcissism. He's also the author of a short book called Where Have All the Good Men Gone?, which researches the gender academics gap combined with women's hypergamous nature, resulting in their unrealistic expectations of men and an increase in divorce when she's the breadwinner. The Red Pill Tokyo sponsor links are down below.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Anyways, now back to the rent states will soon require you to prove your age to see spicy content and much more Clown World show. Right now, it's the conservatives that are trying to push forward laws to stop minors from seeing things on the internet that they aren't supposed to. Those include Montana, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Virginia, and others. Louisiana was the first to introduce such legislation in 2022, and now others require ID to confirm someone is over the age of 18. I kind of saw this as a nuisance the way I see abortion. In that case, in the states where it was banned, people could just travel to nearby states where it was still legal. Except in this case, all they have to do is pay $2 or $3 a month for a VPN if they buy a 2-year plan, and they can log in from California or Massachusetts. But if somehow every state imposes this law and many on the left like Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin are doing it, then you would just point your VPN to an overseas server, and you could still maintain your anonymity. But I think these bills are a sneaky first step to taking internet anonymity away entirely. First, it's going to be spicy content. Then it's going to be YouTube or social media like in the case of Utah. All this is being done in the name of protecting the children's. But it ends up hurting liberty, and here's an age verification bill tracker graphic so you know what's going on. So you see there's a danger of this spreading to Democrat states as well. You can see that even New Hampshire is looking into it. How long before they try and ban VPNs after that? They can't exactly ban them, but maybe make payment processors like credit card companies not work when you want to purchase one. What's that you say? You'll just use crypto. Well, Elizabeth Warren seems to want to ban private crypto wallets too. That's one of the reasons I believe they've been pushing the ETFs, so that you can't use them to get around payment problems. Remember that I paid Mr. Obvious back in the day for advertising in Bitcoin, because he was banned in PayPal. If that doesn't work, then governments could impose CBDCs by force. Clearly none of what I said is a given, but we're now on that trajectory. Also, what if spicy content sites all decide that regardless of what IP address you're using, just to be on the safe side, they'll require government ID to use their sites. I mentioned using torrents, which I definitely will be switching over to at that point. I've also been saving all my favorite spicy content now for 5 to 10 years, anticipating that something like this was eventually going to happen. God, I hate being right all the time. Rusty was telling me that X-Hamster, when he tried accessing it from his Midwest state, required him to take a picture of himself to watch stuff on there. He also agrees with me that there is always going to be a way to get spicy materials, but it just won't be as easy as it once was. Stock up on content now, so you have stuff to trade with others later. People in China and the Middle East already use VPNs, so we will adapt too, unless they add financial restrictions. If they impose that, then many people will start living the new American dream, which is to work remotely in a foreign country, while earning a high American salary. There will always be countries where information will be free, and they won't track you when you go on the internet. You just have to find out where you're treated best. Rusty also says that sites are paranoid in setting up age verification for all US visitors. But unfortunately, most guys will just give up their information and then wonder why their identities are stolen and their bank accounts raided by criminals. Rusty also sent me a video link, which I put in as today's Not So Mystery link, where Brett Weinstein discusses how women on Lonely Fools are involuntarily sexualized, because women are having a hard time finding a suitable man to partner up with, and instead they're choosing to cash out their marketplace value online. Women can't find one partner, so they're finding many fractional partners, which now seems to be the new American dream for many women. Weinstein also says that by consuming fapping materials, you're destroying your sexual mind. But I don't know about that. I've always found the real thing in what I consume on the screen, if both are consumed at the same time, would amplify the intensity of one another. The person interviewing Weinstein even asks if this points to extinction or a new way of human breeding. Weinstein talks about surrogacy and dystopian ways to keep the civilization moving forward. But he emphasizes the importance of sexual and romantic drive, which he says cannot be overstated. I don't agree. We know about female nature now, and romantic love is just a parlor trick to get men to produce more for women in the States. Soon AI will be doing the producing, so we won't have to. He brings up the idea that men seeking out relationships motivates us to create great things in civilizations. In the future, we won't have to do great things because machines will do them for us. I'm living proof that he's also wrong. I became way more productive after I went monk mode, 8 years ago now, instead of before that. As a species, we're about to face an existential crisis, and that's a good thing, because it'll give us a chance to improve who we are. Also, if I didn't have my autoimmune conditions, I would be using surrogates in the next few years to have kids, or I'd be cloning myself. Weinstein thinks that young people need to opt out of watching spicy content, but that's only part of the solution to returning to quote-unquote normal human behaviors. It's also social media and Tinder raising women's expectations. Blaming just one part of the digital environment won't work. Men won't change because this sort of content gives men a dopamine rush. Many of us aren't also going to go on a dopamine detox because we would rather go online than sit in a room bored. Boredom is probably one of the things that pushes people to go out and seek out a sexual partner in the first place. As for governments requiring us to provide government IDs to no longer surf the web anonymously, the worst thing about it is that many people won't be able to speak freely on digital public forums for the fear of being canceled. It's a sort of soft censorship where you just censor yourself. I'm hopeful that freedom will prevail. But first, we have to get through the tyrants that will try and put us under their control. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the governments want to smash your anonymity and freedom and know what naughty content you consume. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the government trying to get its hands on your hand job away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.